R, KD2POR, AA2WP.
W2BOB, and we are gathering for the CBS Retirees Net, which means Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at this hour on this frequency. W2BOB, standing by for any check-in. Come now, please.
EC2T, good morning, Bob.
NY9A, good morning, Bob.
Fine business. Anyone else?
AA2WP, formerly Willie P.
Oh my goodness! AA2WP, wow! That's terrific! Congratulations! Welcome aboard, Bill, and good to know your new call sign. My goodness, I'm gonna have to change my logging here. I've been doing that for George. Okay. Oh, that's terrific. Okay, any other check ins for the net, please? Come now.
NY9A, congratulations, Willie.
Okay, George, thank you. Congratulations from me as well. That's terrific. To both of you, getting your experts and getting new call signs. Time and okay. Any other check-ins, please come now.
WA2ZNT, good morning, Bob and all. And congratulations, Willie. I have to get used to that call now. Oh, boy.
Okay, Joe, good morning to you. We got you on the list. Anyone else?
Connected N2OEL.
Okay, are there any other check-ins for the CBS retirees net that we're standing by? Okay, nothing heard, so we'll give another try after we go through our list. And good morning to all. We have Paul, AT2T, Willie P, AA2WP. Oh, my. George, NY9A, and Josephine, WA2ZNT, and this is W2BOB at control. So, warm and more humid today, it looks like. So, our temperature here on Long Island is 77, the humidity 79%, and it feels more humid. And the barometer says 30.09, and still rising, so it's been going up steadily. Not too much to report. We might as well get right underway and go to Paul, AC2T, to find out how he's feeling. This is W2BOB with the net.
W2BOB and company, AC2T. Good morning, everybody. George, Willie P., Josephine, and whoever else is listening here. Hope you had a good day yesterday, and today's going to be a good one, but we might get a little wet in the evening, but hey, that's the way Mother Nature has it. And Willie, congratulations. I didn't think you were going to do it, but hey, that's a nice call. It still says Willie P. at the end. So that's great. But that's the way it goes. So let's see. Back to your net, AC2T. You got it, Bob.
Okay, thank you, Paul. AC2T, fine business, and next up is Alpha Alpha 2, Willie Papa, W2BOB with the net here. Go ahead, Bill.
W2BOB in the group, AA2WP. I'm going to do like George, I'm going to stumble over it. I gave a lot of thought into this one because Willie P., although it was convenient for me, the I and the Y really was very confusing. Well, DXing, I had more problems with that than you could shake a stick at. Everybody thought that WI2OYP was kind of a tongue twister. The other thing I noticed was that a lot of times when DXing, they pull double letters off the pileups. Apparently, it might be easier for them to pick up on it. In any case, That's it. I gave it a lot of thought. I searched around for different things, and this is the one that came out that I thought was the best. And on the DXing, I had a couple of interesting contacts. I worked a big pileup for Dubai and finally got through there. Same thing with Iceland, up near Reykjavik. And the other one was that was a real surprise, was an island in French Polynesia out there, 6,800 miles away in the Pacific, and got a 5-9 report from him, too. So things are going well. W2BOB in the group, AA2WP.
Okay, very good. That's terrific. AA2WP, W2BOB with the CBS Net, and all you're doing is some great work there with DX, that's for sure. And of course, it is Islands on the Air month, so you've been fortunate to work a lot of the rare ones, especially Iceland. That I worked there once, I think. I tried. Okay, NY9A is next, W2BOB. Over to you, George. Go ahead.
Thank you, Bob. I'm going to be walking out to my favorite spot, so let me put it right back to you until I get situated. That's W2BOB in the group, NY9A.
Okay, you want us to stand by or go to Josephine?
Oh, go to Josephine, by all means.
Okay, we shall do that then. WA2ZNT is next, W2BOB with CBS. Go ahead, Joe.
All right, W2BOB in the net, WA2ZNT. George, that's really, really nice. You sounded very well then anyway. You could have continued, but thank you very much anyway. Oh, dear. Willie, I'm glad that your call has WP in it, AA2WP. Yeah, that's good and easy for CW also. All right, and good luck. My goodness, you get the rare contacts all right. And I know you're pleased building up your world, countries, and islands list. How else can we say it in such a short time? Oh, okay. And Paul, I know you're happy for them too, so, and you've done well. Let me reset. Yeah, Bob, one of the actors on the radio was Ralph Bell on AM radio when they had all the soap operas in that era. I know it was before your time, but it would be in the book if you could look up. Do they have any stories of announcers in various programs? I don't know what he's been in, but he's been in a lot of them, Ralph Bell, and kind of a raspy voice at the time. And it still is because I hear it on a digital recording of a book by Mark Twain called Roughing It. And he's reading it, must be in his upper years, and he's still clear. But the voice is almost like Edward G. Robinson's, that kind of timbre. So if you want to see if he's in there, or maybe it's just with a bunch of announcers, like whatever you find. Okay, next time around. W2BOB, WA2ZNT.
Okay, Joe, I'll try to look it up. Ralph Bell. WA2ZNT, W2BOB with CBSNet. And George, are you situated yet, or should I continue with the already listing?
I'm situated.
Okay, very good. Why don't you go ahead and make your transmission?
Thank you, Bob. Well, it's wonderful to hear you all this morning, I must say. I have much to share with you. Yesterday was Joyce's and my 48th anniversary, and we had a great day. Last night we celebrated with friends, and we decided to go to the races. And we watched two-year-olds running around on the track, and they did what two-year-olds usually do, batting around. But they lined up in the circle in almost all cases, and I said, wait a minute, this is Ding Dong School. These horses aren't competing. But we had a wonderful time. We had a wonderful dinner because there was lobster bake night last night. And then, I don't know, a lot of laughs, a lovely way to spend an evening. And I'm very happy about Willie P's new call. That's a great call, Willie. Enjoy it and be happy. Don't worry about your tongue. It takes a while to beat your tongue into submission so that it says, you know, AA2WP instead of your old call. today, we have a crew lining up out front with equipment. They're going to tear up the walkway in front of our house. And so I think we're going to lay low. Because at some point, they'll be putting down new asphalt and we won't be able to walk on it. So, anyway, what fun. Ah, just life. Life is just full of fun and games. So back to you, W2BOB in the group, K2, you know, right now you got me doing it, NY9A.
Okay, very good, George. Yeah, it always slips back in there, doesn't it? NY9A, W2BOB. Oh, my. Okay. It's going to be a while, I can tell what. Alrighty, well, with that, we've gone through the list. Josephine, there's seven pages that Ralph Bell is listed on. So I'm going to take a bit of a time here to go through and see what it all is. But I will do my best. And as far as announcers, yeah, they do have a separate listing, but it's not one name after another. They like give a name and then say what he was famous for announcing and things like that. So it's a little difficult to pick out. It runs for a couple of pages. But anyway, we'll do the best we can. So are there any other check-ins at this point for the CBS Retirees Net? This is W2BOB standing by.
82CYX.
Good morning, Vinny. Good to have you with us. KD2CYX. Let me see if there's anyone else, and if you can go ahead and make your transmission at this point. Are there any other check-ins?
N2AIR Mobile on the Long Island Distressway.
That's one heck of a place to be, Greg. N2AIR. Okay, I'll put you up. You want to stay where you are on the list, or do you want me to put you up further?
No, I'm good. If I don't answer, you'll know I'm avoiding a mishap.
Okay, understandable. Yep. Are there any other check-ins? Come now, please. Okay, nothing heard. So let's go to Vinny, KD2CYX, and then we'll go to Greg after Vinny. So over to you, Vinny. Go ahead.
W2BOB and the group, KD2CYX. Good morning, all. Paul, Willie, George, Josephine, and Greg. Happy 48th anniversary. That's quite a run there. Two more years to be the golden anniversary. That's very nice. Last night I get a call from my brother-in-law, and he says, "Oh, you got to go to VH1 right now and see what they have on TV." But he wouldn't tell me, so I went to VH1, and lo and behold, they have this new program called Naked Dating. Need I say any more? I don't know. You know, I'm not a prude, but there's a time and place for everything, and I think we're just getting out of control in this world. To be putting shows like this on TV and basically prime time was 9 o'clock. Kids are still up, and it's just ridiculous. But anyway, I watch it for about 5 minutes or so, and I told my wife, I said, "You got to see this," and she came on. She felt the same way. She's just out of control. But just some food for thought. So with that, I'll send it back to you, Bob, and Greg is waiting in the bains, and at W2BOB, KD2CYX.
Okay, very good, Betty. What was the name of the program again?
Naked Dating.
Oh, sorry I asked. Oh, my goodness. You know, yeah, you're right. Things seem to be going downhill rather rapidly. There was another one of a guy and a gal who were touring the countryside without any garments on, so that probably set the trend. N2AIR, W2BOB, over to you, Greg, and whereabouts are you mobile? Over.
All right, this is N2AIR mobile in the group. I'm right around the Queens Mall section, and it's always nuts around here, so I'm going to make it short. Looks like Willie P got a new call. I think it was AA2WP, and hopefully I'll pick it up for a little bit longer on the next go around. Actually, Bob, I'm headed to your neck of the woods to go to my kid's house. This is N2AIR.
KB2TIA.
Hey, very good, Greg. And KB2TIA, go ahead.
Oh, thanks, Bob. I just wanted to let Greg know I passed you on 61st by Grand. I was going the opposite direction. I saw you go by. You're in a little 4x4?
That's me, the Honda CRV.
And we passed. I looked over. I saw you, but you were going at trying to, I guess, make the turn or the light there. I just wanted to say hello. I'm in Queens, headed over to a storage unit. I have some side work today. I don't want to interrupt the net, but I was wondering if it was you, so now I know for sure it was. KB2TIA mobile. Back to you, Bob. Thanks for the interruption.
Okay, Steve. No problem. Good to hear you again. It's been a while since you've been on, but sounding good. And, yeah, that's coincidental when you pass Greg. I was on my way to the Lowe's one time with the SYL, and we were pulling into the parking lot, and there was an SUV behind me, and the guy kept honking CQ, so I knew it was a ham because he saw my license plate, and which has my call sign on it. So when I stopped, I get out. He got out of his vehicle. We had a nice eyeball Q show, Mr. Amateur, a local ham from the Garden City area. So, anyway, you can never tell who you're being. I see a lot of mobile hams from time to time in this area, and some of them I know personally, but a lot of them I write down the call sign and look it up on QRZ when I get home. Okay, let's get back up to the top. And George, I'm sorry I didn't wish you and Joyce a very happy anniversary, but that's terrific. So you're almost up to our level. We hit 52 years in May. All right, back up to AC2T. Paul, your turn again with the CBS Retiree Center. This is W2BOB.
W2BOB in the group. AC2T. Good morning, Greg, and good morning, Steve. And Vinny, great to see you guys. George, happy anniversary. Talking to you soon, I hope. Things are looking good, but takes some time to get things together. But things are great. And Vinny, if you have a chance after the net, give me a buzz. I got some information for you, too, so that'll help. We're going to be having a DE session tomorrow. Hope it's going to be dry, but according to the weather forecast, we're going to have some showers. So we'll see what happens. But we do have two people coming, so that'll be great. Other than that, that's about it. I hope everybody has a fine day today. Today is beautiful. Sun is shining. My thermometer outside the window says about 72, 73 degrees, so it's getting warmer, and hopefully we don't have any big storms coming up. That's what we don't need. Anyway, back to net. W2BOB, AC2T.
Okay, Paul, very good. 5 minutes on the cab session coming up tomorrow, so we wish everybody good luck for that. Okay, AA2WP. It's your turn, Willie P, for another transmission. This is W2BOB. It's going to take a while to get that new call. Am I right? My logging program says, when I put your new call in, but you're now officially in my computerized log. So over to you, Bill. Go ahead.
W2BOB in the group, AA2WP. Thanks, Bob. Thanks to everybody for the call sign. Congratulations. This will be it for me. I got my license. I got my call sign. I should be good. Anyway, congrats to George on the 48th anniversary. That's pretty amazing. This year was my 38th, and a friend asked me what year it was as far as gifts go, and I said it was automotive. And she said, oh, you buy your wife a car? I says, no, I had her car inspected and filled the gas tank. So what more could you ask for a 38th anniversary gift? And speaking of anniversaries, today is my anniversary. 47 years ago, at the tender young age of 18, I raised my right hand and was sworn into the Army for 4 years. So that's one of those dates that gets indelibly etched into your mind if you've ever served. But in any case, that was 47 years ago. But anyway, W2BLB in the group, AA2WP.
Hey, very good. And thank you for at age 18 serving our country. That's terrific. Glad it came back. So. All righty. By the way, this month, the month of August, marks my 19th anniversary of retiring from CBS. And boy, has that company changed. All righty. NY9A, W2BLB with Bruce. Over to you, George.
Ah, what reminiscences here. My goodness. Thank you so much for your kind words and congratulations. Joyce is sitting here right beside me reading the mail. And basically, you're congratulating both of us when you congratulate me. It's amazing what patience and tolerance this good woman has. Anyway, I don't have anything more to say. Well, I probably will later on when they start working on our front walkway out there. But hey, right now we're in a peaceful calm. So I'm going to just pass it right along to you, Bob, W2BLB in the group, NY9A.
Hey, very good, and good morning to Joyce. NY9A, W2BLB, and over to Josephine, WA210NT. When I looked up the first reference for Ralph Bell, it's supposed to be on page 37, and there are two programs listed, Big Town, an adventure program, which starred Edward G. Robinson, but there's no Ralph Bell listed either as an announcer or as a member of the cast. And then the other one is the Billy Burke Show, and I don't see Ralph Bell listed there. I have to look up what the next reference is. Anyway, that's as far as I got so far. So over to you. Go ahead.
All right, that's okay. W2BOB and then that WA2ZNT. All right, thank you for looking anyway, and you'll find them eventually, I guess, if, unless you have to have a name of a program, I don't know, but, well, whatever, just plow through it, so, like looking for a needle in a haystack. Congratulations, George and Joyce. Joyce sitting right there, my dear friend, KC2EME. Is that right? Yes. And, maybe you will grace us by saying hello once in a while if you feel like it, if you just like to listen. That's very nice of you, too. And, Benny, what did I want to say to you? There was something. I know you put in your water heater. It's not that. What you... Oh. Yeah, Willie. I don't like programs like that. I don't know why... it's like X-rated stuff. It shouldn't be on the air at all. Due respect, but it seems like it's, the quality of speech, and it's like there's the effort to not the compulsion to get as dirty and as low as they can, and I find that in some of the books too. One is a whole bunch of jokes by a woman named Brown, and of current pundits and some not so recent, but the good ones were Phyllis Diller, you know, and most of Jay Leno, but then there are other people in there that I had to skip over them, and I couldn't even read the whole book. I just sent it back to the library. I don't need this for entertainment. But anyway, so much for that. Maybe I went down the list of... Oh, and hello to Greg also coming on. And you sound good, Greg, in the car there, wherever you are, on a distress way. Yeah, I got that. All right, gentlemen, back to you. W2BOB, WA2ZNT.
Okay, thanks, Joe. WA2ZNT, W2BOB. What I've come up with here, as far as the last name Bell, Ralph Bell is listed many times in the index, but above him is listed Joseph Bell, and apparently there is some connection there. I don't know exactly what it is, but I finally found Ralph Bell listed in the adventure program Dick Tracy. Remember that one? And he's listed as a member of the cast, along with Mercedes McCambridge, very familiar actress, name of an actress. And the announcers on Dick Tracy were Danny Seymour and Ed Herlihy. So that's the only reference so far. By the way, it says the way the program opened was... And now, Dick Tracy, and then radio code signals up, full, and under. That was sound effect. And I have two bugs here that were being discarded by the CBS sound effects department. And one of them had an amplifier attached to it, and it was only audio. It was not for sending code, but I modified it so I could use it to send code. But, at any rate, that's what they used. They actually used a key that was a bug, and they got their fast code speed or something that way. Okay, let's go to KD2CYX next. Benny, your turn again. W2BOB.
W2BOB and the group, KD2CYX. Yeah, Paul, I'll give you a call right after this and discuss whatever you have on your mind. And Josephine, I have a bit of trivia for you. Well, you and Bob, everybody actually. I can't remember the name of the program, but I do remember it was William Bendix, and he lived at 1313 Blueview Terrace. And I'm trying to remember the name of that program, the TV program, a number of years back. But I'll let you ponder that. Willie P, thank you for your service. That's a long time ago. 4 years you put in. Wow, that's quite a feat. I didn't serve back then during the Vietnam days, but it was trying times, very trying. I remember watching TV, and every night there was something on TV. It was always the body count. I can remember that, you know. It was almost like a game, you know. Which side had more, you know, body counts? If we had more body counts than the other side, then, you know, we were doing better. It got ridiculous, but be that as it may, history now. But with that, I'll turn it back to you, Bob. I don't have much more to say. W2BOB, KD2CYX.
Okay, very good, Ben. KD2CYX, W2BOB. Being that the Vietnam conflict was brought up, on our 20-meter net, we have a guy, KA1KIX, Al, who's originally from New England, but now lives in Tennessee. He was in the Navy on a ship off Vietnam that consisted of high-power broadcast transmitters and several broadcast-type vertical towers. And his particular assignment was doing a country and western music show for the troops in Vietnam. And he worked on that every day. Plus, he was also part of the technical staff. And he had some some stories to tell about that, but he really enjoyed the assignment that he had, playing country music records and the commentary. So I don't know if any of you heard him, but I forget what his program was called, but it had a very oddball name, like Uncle Charlie and the Hillbillies or something like that. All right, moving right along, let's go to N2AIR. This is W2BOV with the CBS net.
All right, this is N2AIR Mobile. Am I making it? Because I'm still only using 25 watts.
Loud and clear, no problem, Greg.
Fantastic. This is kind of a test of the capabilities of this radio and antenna system. Well, I'm still on the expressway, just past the clear view. And like I said, I'm going to get off at the Cross Island and towards Floral Park and hopefully meet the fire guy at my kid's house. And I don't know if I'll be babysitting while my daughter-in-law stays with the fire guy or vice versa. We'll see shortly. This is N2AIR in the mobile.
Okay, very good. And, well, I'm sure you'll have a good signal when you get to this neck of the woods. By the way, today is garbage pickup day and recycle day, so they might be going down Stewart Avenue at that point in time. And that does get a little tricky because, as you're aware, it's an old twisty-turny type road in that neck of the woods between the two railroad lines. So, but fine, and I hope everything gets hooked up with files. We've had good luck with them. They've always responded properly and in good fashion and always completed the work. Okay, Dave, if you're still with us, do you want to make another transmission? KB2TIA Mobile, W2BOV.
Could I say something there, Bob? WA2ZNT.
Certainly, Joe. Go ahead.
I meant to give my greetings to Steve during my transmission, too, and I just missed my chance. But, Steve, if you're listening, you're always welcome, as Net Control says, and after all, you're one of the regulars, and so I wouldn't call it an interruption. It's to me, and I'm sure it's to the rest of the group, it's just good to hear you anytime. So join us again when you can. Thank you. Back to you, Bob.
Okay, Joe. Thank you. That's very nice. All righty. Well, we've gone through the list again, and I guess Steve must have either gotten to where he was going or he busy driving, one or the other. So back up to the top, AC2T. Well, first let me see if there are any late check-ins for the CBS net. W2BOV is a standby, and then go back up to the top.
N2OEL timeout.
Greg, the Kenwood 281. I don't think I'm really having that much of a problem with it. I happened to come across, I was recycling QST magazines yesterday to go out today, which they did. And I came across one issue that had a review of this new product, the Kenwood TM281. And they gave it an excellent rating. But I noticed that there is a fluctuating power situation going on. I'm running at 60 watts, and on my phone, and I believe it's because of the heat not being dissipated as such. So with that, over to you, Paul, AC2C.
W2BOB in the group, AC2T, 5 minutes, this Bob. Yeah, you sort of faded there at the end. Your power just went down to almost nothing, but I heard most of it. But you're doing good, and probably all you have to do is get a little fan there and cool that thing off a little bit, and you'll be okay. Yeah, I'll tell you. I don't know. So far, everybody that has taken the extra with me has changed their calls, which surprised me. But hey, whatever. They're all good calls. I like NY9A because I drove that road many times. And Willie P, that's a good call there. Always around to Willie P. Anyway, that's great. And I hope you use that and for a very long time and enjoy yourself. You're doing great on your contacts and stuff. That's great, all those contacts you've been making. Wonder what time you do that. Is it at night, in the evening, or early in the morning? Maybe you can close in on that. But you're doing a great job, and your antenna, since you raised it, is doing great. So keep up the good work. And George, we got to get that antenna up, and let's see what you can do there on DX, and see what goes on with you. So again, a very happy anniversary to you and Joyce, and hope you have many, many more. Back to Nip, W2BOB, AC2T.
Okay.
Connected, W2BOB.
And, I'm listening to myself here echoing. And it's a bit disconcerting, but I just wanted to make sure I was, I can't tell when I'm transmitting whether my signal was good or bad, except for the fact that the SWR meter's forward power is all of a sudden dropping. So there might be a heat transfer switch. Some rigs have one that does get hotter than a particular level. They can lower the power. It just happened again. Okay. I got to give Gordon Kenwood a call and see. It might be a component problem. Alrighty, AA2WP, W2BOB with the CBS net. And someone said on the times for those sets that advanced.
W2BOB in the group, AA2WP. Yeah, Bob, when you said there it goes again, you did drop, you almost dropped out completely. So something's going on with your radio. But anyway, the DXing, most of the times it's later in the evening, around 9 o'clock, I go downstairs, and some of those contacts I've made like around 1 a.m. and stuff like that. So it's nice being retired. We can have that time to do that. But I've been having a good time with it. Vinny, yeah, the Vietnam time was a rough time, like you said about the body counts on TV at night, every night. And the funny thing was, I was nearing the end of my first tour and decided that I did not want to go to the Army where everybody shined their shoes and all that stuff. So I extended for a second tour. And I came home right after Christmas, and my mother was all thrilled. My mother was a widow. She was all thrilled that I came home and everything. And I said, well, don't get too excited. I'm headed back. And she was really devastated with that. And now, as a father, I can understand that. But in any case, in the Mobile now, I'm going to say 73s. I have a lot of running around to do, getting ready for a project. So W2BOB in the group, AA2WP. Everyone have a great weekend, and I'll catch you on Monday.
Very good, Bill. Thank you. I'm on a colleague now. AA2WP, W2BOB, and we got you 73. Thank you for that. And let's go to NY9A for another one, and a 73, George. W2BOB.
All right, Bob, that sounded a lot better. you definitely have to talk to them because there's something really not right. And there is a power decrease. And I can tell you this, it's a power decrease that is getting to the antenna because I can hear the flop, flop, flop of the planes flying over, you know, the aircraft interference, which only would be possible if you had a very, very weak signal getting out of the antenna. Because otherwise, when you're on solid, you pin the meter over here. Very strange. And I know very unusual, too, because I know how assiduously you care for your equipment, and it's really, really nuts. Anyway, going back, way, way back, I want to say thank you once again for all the nice thoughts about our anniversary. We appreciate that so much. And on top of that, I wanted to contribute the fact that I think the William Bendix program was the life of Riley, Chester A. Riley. So you might write that down in case I forget it, Vinny. And that's about it for me for today. I hear the heavy thud of the sledgehammers outside, so I know they're making mincemeat out of our walkway. It's a great day to have a project to work on at home. Okay, so NY9A is going to be clear, and QRT on everybody's final. Back to you, Bob, and best of luck with that problem. NY9A clear.
Okay, thanks, George. NY9A, W2BOB with CBS retirees. Have a good day in spite of the construction going on. All right, Josephine, you're next. WA2ZNT, W2BOB with CBS. Go ahead, Joe.
Oh, okay, let me make sure. There, got the beat the second time. My finger was a little slow. W2BOB and then that WA2ZNT. Yeah, good luck too, Bob, with your when you approach the Kenwood company. And I think the problem will be resolved because Kenwood has such good quality audio anyway. And I don't mind it's lasted many years, so I hope it continues. I don't want to buy a newfangled modern rig. Too much money. So anyway, but Vinny, yeah, that's, George is right. The life of Riley was William Bendix, and Paula Winslow was his wife, and I forget the names of the son and daughter, but anyway, you know what was in there often? The Undertaker, John Brown, and he also played Gillis in a different voice, a high voice, and he used to always steer Riley wrong, where the Undertaker took him out of it, and he said, oh, you know, this is your friendly Undertaker, in a very low voice, and John Brown could do several voices, and a very, very good actor and supporting character, so there you have the whole thing. And Riley, a lot of times, appeared very stupid, but he always got straightened out till the next time. Anyhow, I enjoyed everybody's transmission, and I'll face my 73s also. And if you have time, Bob, who played Tess Trueheart, Dick Tracy's girlfriend, if that's given there? And very good on Ed Hurley. And Dick Tracy, I think, was, what's his name? Tip of my tongue. Can't remember quickly, but it would come to me. I know who that was. Okay, 73, and we'll look for you Monday. Have a good weekend. W2BOB, WA2ZNT.
Hey, Joe. Thank you. WA2ZNT, W2. And I found another reference for Ralph Bell. He played the part of Charlie Gleason on the Strange Romance of Evelyn Winters, which was heard on CBS in 1944. So that was another of his acting credits. As far as Dick Tracy is concerned, I'm going to have to go back. That's in another part of the book. But let me turn it over to KD2CYX, Vinny, and while I look up the Tess Trueheart was played by W2BOB with Danette. Go ahead, Vinny.
W2BOB, KD2CYX. Yeah, thanks, George, if you're still there. Thanks for that information. And Josephine, well, yeah, Chester A. Riley and the Life of Riley. Now I remember. That was quite a show. I can always remember the faces that Riley used to put on every time. You know, the question mark. I can see it right now. How his face would light up and he'd have a frown or whatever, depending on the situation. But it was a good show. I liked it. I was just wondering, Bob, is Alan still MIA? I haven't heard anything. Can you tell me? Back to you, Bob, for a second.
Yeah, Roger on that. We have not had any contact at all in a month.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought somebody was going to try to reach out and call him, but obviously that was happened, unfortunately. But anyway, I'm going to Saratoga this weekend. I'm leaving. I'm leaving tomorrow, actually, and I'll be back on. I'll be coming back on Monday, so I won't be on the net Monday. But I'll be looking forward to seeing you all on Wednesday. So I give you my 73s. Have a great weekend. Enjoy it. Be safe, and I'll talk to you again on Wednesday. W2BOB, KD2CYX, 73s all.
Okay, Benny, have a good trip. KD2CYX, W2BOB with the net. By the way, Jerry, KD2DTD, did try Alan on the landline, and there was no answer. So he advised me of that earlier this week. So that's the story there. Josephine, part of Test Too Hard on Dick Tracy was played by the actress Helen Lewis. Helen Lewis was the help. Okay, let's go to N2AIR and see if he's in Floral Park yet. Hey, N2AIR, W2BOB with the CBS app, is 73 times, Greg. Over to you.
Okay, thanks, Bob. N2AIR Mobile, and I'm parked right in front of my kid's house, so it's perfect timing. In a few minutes, I'll know what's in store for me, see what kind of a mood the kids are in, too. All right, always a pleasure. Good night again. Thanks for keeping me company on my journey on the Long Island Distress Way. But I'm here now, so everybody have a great day. And we'll talk to you on Monday, hopefully. This is N2AIR Mobile, 73 and all that jazz.
Okay, very good, Greg. Safe to you. Have a great weekend. And glad you got there safely and hope you got safely. So with that, we've gone through our list several times, and we've gotten 73s from everyone that's going. So with that, we will resume operations on Monday morning at 9 o'clock. For VBS retirees then. W2BOB saying 73. Everyone have a great weekend, and we'll look forward to next week. With that, W2BOB closing the net for today, and we're going to go QRT at this point. Morning.
Dick Tracy with Ned, played by Ned Weaver, and that's it. We'll let you close the net. W2ZNT.
W2BOB disconnected.
B-O-R.
AA2WP.
AA2WP. That's going to take a little getting used to, but we got it down and ready. Yeah, how you doing, Bill? KD2BOR.
Doing good, Rock. I figured that should be an easy one to remember because WP is Willie P. So, All-American Willie P. That's me.
Yeah, I was listening to the net. I got my results back yesterday.
What'd they say?
Gotta go see a cardiovascular person going down towards my right leg somewhere down there. I got a 50% blockage.
All right. Well, you got to the bottom of what's causing the pain and the problem, so now it's just a case of getting it taken care of. I may be going to see a cardiovascular guy myself because of the leg swelling.
Yeah, I guess it's tough getting older, Willie. But it's making it very, very hard for me to work. It's unbelievable. I'm hoping he could do something with medication, because I really can't afford to be out of work. It'll really do a job on me, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, being a one-man band, it's tough if you get knocked out of whack. But, you know, we're wishing you well and hope that he can get that taken care of. What was I going to say? Is Charlie working today? Because I saw on Facebook, I guess, that he's going to be leaving tonight for California.
I spoke to Charlie this morning, and then we moved to another band. Supposedly he was leaving work at 9 o'clock and then doing what he's got to do.
Oh, okay, cool. Anyway, all right, I'm rolling into the homestead now. I got to, I went out and picked up some bagels for breakfast, so Brian is waiting. I'll talk to you later, Rock. 82BOR, AA2WP.
Very good, Willie. Talk to you later. AA2WP, 82BOR, 73. Maybe I'll catch you this afternoon when I'm home.
Sounds good. I'll be listening.
AA2WP, NY9A.
Y9A, how you doing, George?
Just fine, Bill. I gotta tell you, I love the call. And I can see, you know, the AA probably is gonna be very helpful to you in the DX ranks. I wish I could get going with an antenna over here, but, oy, I've looked at 500 of them so far, and not one of them has been suitable for this location.
Yeah, that's it. When it DXing, that antenna makes all the difference in the world. Charlie, NYLU, came over and helped me raise my dipole up about twice the height. It's up about 50 feet now, I guess. And boy, I can't say enough about it as far as the contacts I've made.
Well, congratulations on that. I have to tell you, that's an accomplishment. I don't know. I'm going to have somebody come over here and have a look at my situation, too, because I'm about as bright as a piece of lead when it comes to antennas. I know the theory, I know the this, and I know the that, but as far as how you get them up to a height of 50 feet, holy mackerel, that's too much for me.
That's easy, George. I got this great slingshot thing with the fishing line attached to it. I just fire it over the top of the tree and pull a rope up the other way and did the thing on the other end, and we hauled it up there, so it worked.
Very good. I'm glad it worked for you. For me, I'd probably put somebody's eye out. Oh, boy. Anyway, don't pay any attention to me. I'm eventually going to conquer this, I know. But I wanted to get a nice vertical up here. I've been looking around for one. I was even settling for saying, well, if I could get on sideband on 6 meters, I'd be happy. My God, you take a look at the antennas. Oh, this one is optimized for the top 2 megacycles of the 6 meter band. But, you know, it runs out of steam down at the bottom end. You know, what the hell good is this? I have an antenna like that. And, you know, it's not that I dislike FM. I think FM is absolutely wonderful, but basically, you know, if you want to really do any DX work, you got to be on a sideband.
Yep, that's for sure. Anyway, George, I have to run. I got breakfast here. My wife's waiting, and, you know, you don't want to keep your wife waiting, as you well know. NY9A, AA2WP. I'll say 73s, and maybe I'll pick it up with you a little bit later.
Very good. Always happy to hear from you. I'm under house arrest today because they're working on the walkway outside. There's just no way to get out of the place. So I'll be listening most of the day. You have a great, great day. And it's nice to meet an old, experienced husband like you. At 48 years, I think I have some sort of idea of what works and what doesn't also. A2WP, NY9A, 73, pal.
73, George. drink.
You know, Willie, you changed your call signs just as much as I changed mine. I gotta get used to this one now. AA2WP with N2JDH.
Yeah, well, the first time when I got the WI2LYP, I wasn't thinking that it was a bit of a tongue twister, and that especially foreigners, when you're nexting, have trouble with the I and the Y because they sound like so many other letters. So when I got the extra, I said, I'm going to go for double letter call sign, and WP was available, so it's WP. So that's what I did.
Yeah, I remember you were talking about changing it, but I didn't think it was going to change it that soon. That's good, though.
It only took me a year and a half to get used to WI2LYP.
Yeah, I'm thinking when I get my extra, maybe about 2 years, 3 years after I get it, I'll probably switch mine to a 2x1 or a 1x2.
Yeah, well, good luck on that, because they're hard to come by. I researched all that. There were none available. There was some supposed to be coming available, but from what I understand, that it might be a lottery or something that goes to who's going to get it.
I guess I'll just be mine the way it is. Oh, well.
As long as we know it's you.
Good thing you didn't go with SW. I meant to call you Silly Willie, but it's all good.
That would have been okay, too.
So have you been on the radio DXing since you changed the call, or should I say since you got it? I think you kicked in, what, this morning?
Yeah, kicked in this morning, and the first one was K2ZB, Rich, over on the Barrow frequency. But, I just started using it, so it's going to take a little getting used to, and I already applied to QRZ to change it there, so apparently it's going to take a couple of days.
I guess you get the license plate, too, now, AA2WP, huh? That's going to be a good one.
Yeah, my license plate is Willie P. It's always been since they, New Jersey first started the vanity license plate. I've never changed it, and I think I'm just going to leave it that way. I have like an oval sticker on my back window with the new call sign on it.
Yeah, I need to do the same thing. I thought about doing a license plate because everybody thinks I'm some old person that's on the volunteer ambulance course. So I'm about to change the EMT plate to something else. I don't like when people start riding my bumper. You know, I guess they think I'm some 80-year-old EMT that's driving down the highway.
Now the question is, do you look or drive like an 80-year-old EMT?
No, but when I drive the speed limit, that's when people question it. You know, they think I'm old. And then when I accelerate and they hear the engine, that's when they say, oh, sorry, didn't realize it.
Funny, but you gotta watch. You get a strange license plate like that, they'll liable to be climbing up your bumper to see what that means.
Yeah, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm just gonna get a bumper sticker so I check airbags. I think that'll solve all that.
That sounds like a good one. Anyway, I just pulled into my driveway. I gotta get going. I got a lot of stuff to do today. So, N2JDH AA2WP. Almost said it.
Uh-oh, you went to the number. All right. AA2WP N2JDH 73.
73 is Andre.